I'll just, hello, calling the meeting to order. It is 1:04. We have a busy agenda today. First item to take care of is the correction and approval of the minutes from September the 26th, as well as November the 14th. Let's handle the 26th first. Sorry, Brandon. Any corrections? Okay, none being offered. Minutes are accepted. Okay, let's take the November the 14th. Are there any corrections to the November the 14th? None being heard. Minutes are accepted. We have guest speakers today for you. Dr. James Knapp, who is the chair of the University of South Carolina's Faculty Senate, and the incoming chair as well, Dr. Augie Grant, are going to be talking to you all about, we're going to be doing more work in the future. And without much further ado, turn the floor over to them.
I have to adjust this microphone a little bit. I'll speak loud. I think everyone can hear me. Madam Chairman, Chairwoman, thank you so much. It's indeed my great pleasure to be here before you today and initiate or continue what I hope will be a fruitful and continuing dialogue, in my view, long overdue, between the faculty of the USC Columbia campus and the faculty of the Palmetto College campuses. My name is Jim Knapp. I'm a professor in the Department of Earth and Ocean Sciences in the School of the Earth, Ocean, and Environment in the College of Arts and Sciences on the USC Columbia campus. I've been a professor here since 1998, and for the better part of the last 10 years have had a significant role in faculty governance here on the USC Columbia campus, including the chair of the University Committee on Tenure and Promotions. I chaired for 2 years the Faculty Advisory Committee for our Faculty Senate, which is really I'd say one of the most important committees that has a liaison with the university administration and is essentially the gatekeeper for the faculty manual, the USC Columbia faculty manual. And during that period, I played a role in rewriting essentially half of our faculty manual, including all of the provisions for tenure and promotion on the USC Columbia campus. I'm currently in the second of my 2 years as chair of the Faculty Senate and will be stepping down in August and handing over the reins to our chair-elect, Professor Augie Grant from Journalism and Mass Communications. That is a little bit of an anomaly in the sense that historically here on the USC Columbia campus, the passing of the baton from one Senate chair to the next was typically an exercise in playing tag and finding somebody you could catch off guard and convince them to be the chair of the Senate. And historically then, we haven't really operated within the bounds of our own faculty manual from the standpoint that we have a provision for a 2-year term of the Senate chair with 1 year as chair-elect and 1 year as past chair. And the premise is that at any given time during the term of a sitting chair, there will either be a past chair or a chair-elect in the event that the sitting chair becomes unable to perform their duties for whatever reason. So I'm very happy that in this case we have gotten back to the provisions of the faculty manual. Augie was elected last spring from a slate of 4 candidates who all volunteered and came before the Senate to make their case. We conducted a vote which went to a second vote during the Senate, and Augie prevailed in a very closely contested election. And so I think that speaks well for where we're at on our USC Columbia campus at this point, that I think we've reinstated some stature to the role of the Faculty Senate and the role of the Faculty Senate Chair. And I think that the fact that there were no less than 4 individuals, all highly qualified, that were willing to step forward and serve in that capacity is a very healthy sign. I'm going to keep my remarks fairly short because I think it will probably be of greater benefit to potentially engage in a question and answer period, try and respond to questions that you might have, rather than go on with a long monologue. But I think one thing I would say is today I hope marks the next step in a conversation which began with Chancellor Elkins near the beginning of my term as the chair of the Columbia Faculty Senate, and exploring how we might open up the lines of communication and collaboration within and between the sister campuses of the University of South Carolina. I think historically we've tended to operate as, at least on the Columbia campus, I would say, much more of an isolated entity without regard to the fact that we're ultimately all part of one University of South Carolina system. Those discussions led recently to an invitation in January for me to attend the executive committee meeting of the Palmetto College campuses, which I found highly informative, and subsequently an invited appearance for your chair and chair-elect before the USC Columbia Faculty Senate just last week on the 4th of February. And I think that was an important step in terms of bringing to our faculty an awareness and at least a preliminary knowledge of the Palmetto College campuses, Faculty Senate, and the Palmetto College campuses. In my role as chair of the USC Columbia Faculty Senate, I have the privilege to sit with the USC Board of Trustees, and while I'm not a voting member, my experience with the board over the past 18 months has really served to heighten significantly my awareness of our university as a system and the need for the various aspects of that system to begin to operate as a system. And I can't think of an area where that would be more important than starting with us as faculty. Even though we might be teaching in different campuses under different circumstances, there are many issues that we as faculty need to be engaged in. Something as seemingly simple as approval of courses for curricula and courses, where, especially with the Palmetto College campuses, we are essentially joined at the hip, and yet we don't act that way as a faculty. And I think there's any number of areas where we need to be engaged, not only in a dialogue, but working together for the better of the University of South Carolina system. So I'm going to keep my comments short in that regard. I could go on about a number of initiatives that we're pursuing here and in Columbia that may have implications for you on your campuses, but again, I'd like to make this just the initial stage of an ongoing dialogue and open it up. Let me introduce my colleague Augie Grant here and allow him to give his hello.
Thanks, Jim. I wanted to tell you it's really easy to get elected on this campus. The bribe's incredibly small. I want to echo what Jim said. We have a problem more on this campus than in the Palmetto College, where individuals on this campus see this campus as being the only USC. And we are all part of a system. We have a lot to offer each other. So one of the initiatives that I wanted to look for are places to connect individuals. Because I think the way you gain the appreciation, the way you help people work together, is find areas where two people can work together and start that understanding. And the more individuals we can connect, we begin to build a web of connections. So I want to offer myself as a resource, and Jim has already offered himself as a resource. If there's ever any way we can connect you with someone on this campus, and vice versa, we'll be making the same statement to the individuals here, that can begin helping us work together. So that's the initiative that I'll be working toward.
Thank you. So at this point, I'd open up the floor for questions, comments, what have you. I was told that you tend to be a fairly engaged group here, so the bar is set high. Yeah, Janet.
Janet Hudson, I happen to know both of you. Because of the role that I serve on from this function, serving on faculty welfare, and have moved up and, as you know, served on a number of other committees. But so I think, speaking from just having sat in this body for a long time, we greatly appreciate that anyone notices, because we've mostly experienced a lot of frustration. And it's nice to know leadership level that someone is recognizing some of that and looking to seek ways to bridge it. So I just want to say thank you.
Appreciate that. And I would also commend our current administration for, I think, setting an example in terms of interacting and raising an awareness of the system campuses and the degree in which we really are a community that's all under the same umbrella, answering to the same board of trustees and ultimately the same president. And so I think that they've set a tone there. But I think in particular I would commend Chancellor Elkins for the role that she's played since she's arrived here at USC, in terms of the discussions she's had with me and really promoting an atmosphere and where we can facilitate this kind of dialogue and hopefully really turn that into concrete action for the benefit of the university. So thank you. Other questions or comments? Yeah, Bill.
Bruce.
I'm sorry.
Well, this morning we had a presentation about, I think this plus minus grading system is sort of, in some ways, a kind of a test case,
right,
for this type of collaboration. And I'd like to get your take on how that evolved and how that has become something of a test case for this type of involvement.
Sure, I'd be happy to share with you my experience with that whole issue. I'll preface that by saying it's my understanding that this was an issue that was visited previously within the USC system. My understanding, it was probably back in the early to mid-90s. I don't know for sure. But it really originated when I first stepped in as chair of the Senate. I got an inquiry from a faculty member in the School of Business who indicated that their faculty had been looking at this issue and had really coalesced around a sense that there would be value in revisiting our grading policy and adding in the additional minus degrees to give faculty the potential to have a greater differentiation of the performance of their students. And so I dutifully delegated that to the Committee on Scholastic Standards and Petitions. This would have been in the fall of 2013, shortly after I had taken over. And that committee actually proceeded to do a very exhaustive analysis over the course of the year of what other universities were doing nationally, what the different percentages, which used different types of grading systems, which had recently made changes, looking at whether there was an effect on the overall GPA at the university based on the change. As I say, a very exhaustive analysis, and then formulated what some of our faculty considered as a model survey that went out to the faculty, in the sense that it was, I think many of us felt, very worded in a way that was unbiased, but it was still seeking the opinions of the faculty, and of course there was place for commentary. The former parliamentarian of our Senate commented that to the extent that on various occasions we have entertained the notion of online voting, this was one of the instruments that came the closest to anything he had ever seen that would potentially be a model for that. So I think the survey was well thought out, well designed. It was distributed to 1,800 faculty on our campus, 1,200 tenure track faculty and 600 non-tenure track. And the response came from, I think, a little over 500 faculty. And overwhelmingly, the sense of the faculty was they wanted to proceed with the change in the grading system. Well, that proposal came in the April 2014 Faculty Senate meeting. The committee wanted to report the results of the survey as well as bring a motion to the Senate floor to move that grade change proposal forward, at which point it became clear to me that it was premature to do that, in large part because we had not had any capacity to actually involve the Palmetto College campus faculty in that survey. And to bring it to the Faculty Senate floor without having engaged those faculty would be entirely inappropriate. So at that point, the committee brought forward the results of their survey, and that really started to heighten the sense that we needed to move forward in establishing ways that which we as faculty of the system can communicate and deliberate and actually act on system-wide faculty issues, which this clearly is. So that's what brought us to the point where we are now, wherein just recently we've connected your representatives of your Faculty Senate with the Committee on Scholastic Standards and Petitions. They'll be meeting, I think, in the very near future to figure out how we can then administer that survey instrument to your faculty, include that in the results from the survey overall, and see how we move forward. But it was certainly inappropriate to try and take any steps without first getting this connection with your faculty going. I was surprised at the Palmetto College campus's Faculty Senate Executive Committee meeting to learn that, of course, you already have a mechanism to reach all of your faculty with the push of a button, which was one of the things that we were wondering how we could ever get to your faculty even. So that gives you a sense of what the gulf of lack of communication has been, Bruce. And I think, fortuitous. That was one of the things, at least from my perspective, that really led me to understand how we have to move this forward. There's still a very open question how this will work with the other four-year campuses. As you're aware, they have their own faculty governance, they have their own faculty manual, they have their own bulletin, and they are accredited separately from the rest of us. And yet one can't really imagine how you would end up having different grading systems within different parts of the university system. It makes a simple prospect of transferring between campuses within the system more difficult than transferring from outside of the university, as I'm sure many of you are aware. So, but what's come to light then is that I think we have a pretty serious governance challenge ahead of us here, because to my knowledge, even though we all operate under the same Board of Trustees and the same president, there's no framework in which we as a system faculty operate at this point. So were there an issue that we as a system faculty were to bring forward to the administration, it's not clear how that there's no guiding framework for how that would be handled. The provost recently in one of our Faculty Senate Steering Committee meetings likened our situation to some sort of a federation where we have member states essentially, but unclear territory at this point. But I think that's one of those areas where we stand to really benefit from figuring out a way that we're going to move forward by having a system-wide organization, other than just the Board of Trustees and the President. So your question is a good one. I don't have the answer to it, but those are the things that we need to be thinking about and talking about. Other questions? Yeah, Andy.
This ties back into something you said earlier about curriculum and the discussion we had at lunch, but since I know a lot of people are concerned about this, maybe having this for everybody to kind of hear and talk about. Some of the specific issues that in which the regional campuses or Palmetto College campuses are beholden to the departments in the university involve approval for core courses, approval for faculty to teach courses, and things like that. And since you mentioned curriculum, at the beginning, could you talk to what are some things that the Columbia Faculty Senate can do to help streamline those processes so that we can get those things approved.
Yeah, just to play off the conversation that we had at lunch, it's my view, and I think this is well substantiated in the faculty manual, at least the USC Columbia faculty manual, that the academic mission of the university is clearly the purview of the faculty. And that couldn't be any clearer when it comes to establishing curriculum and courses. And so this is a faculty matter, but historically I would argue that there really hasn't been a mechanism for the system campuses to effectively coordinate on the development and maintenance of that curriculum. So the way it's, at least as I understand it, that has worked historically is that in many cases it has to go up through the administration and back down into our system, and that really shouldn't be the case. These are issues that we as faculty ought to be dealing with. So the USC Columbia campus has just rolled out, and I think they've tested this system fairly significantly, but I can't make any promises, but an online portal for going forward for curricula and course review and approval. And so I think that at least establishes a framework in which we can try and carry out that kind of an activity from constituents across a large geographic area. What I think is going to be the bigger issue is establishing a culture where all of the people that are part of that approval process can simultaneously be apprised of what's required, what discussion is going on, and how that'll move up through the system. So that's something that I think we need to engage the appropriate representative from your faculty senate with the chair of our curriculum courses committee and figure out how we're going to make that a much more seamless process. But I really would say that's where it needs to come from is through the faculty and up through the system. So I'd be happy to try and connect your people with our people and get them started talking. Going back to the issue of the proposed grade change, Bruce, this is one of the other things that committee looked at fairly extensively was what implications that would have in other parts of the university, including scholarships, athletics, transcripts, registrar's office. It's fairly wide-reaching, and when this proposal came forward, or the results of the report came, or the survey came forward last spring, there was no small amount of consternation that was expressed by some of the members of the administration. And essentially implying that we as faculty had really no authority to be doing that. Well, I think the reality is the way it's constructed in our faculty manual, the grading policy is deferred to the bulletin. That's where this information is incorporated. And we as a faculty change the bulletin practically every faculty meeting we have. Faculty Senate meeting we have approval of curricular and courses changes on a monthly basis. So my interpretation of that is that this is very much a faculty matter. If it is the will of the faculty to move forward with that type of a proposal, understanding what all the implications are for the rest of the administration, that is our purview. And obviously we would need to be working with the administration to figure out how that all plays out. But that falls fairly under the umbrella of the role of the faculty. Other questions or comments? If not, I don't want to hold up the rest of your business for today. I realize you're all committing already a day to be here. I would say that our meetings are free and open to the public. I've got just a few more that I'll be chairing. And then handing over the gavel to Augie, but welcome you to participate remotely. If you're here on campus, obviously you're free to join us. Those meetings take place on the first Wednesday of every month, with the exception of January during the academic year, and they're at 3 o'clock in the law school auditorium. So be happy to see you there again, and would welcome your continued engagement in faculty governance. So I think I'll turn it back over to the chairman.